It's called sturgeon thunder. In case you missed that, don't worry. It's an ultra-low-frequency sound that's out of the range of normal human hearing. But here it is again. Ron Brook is a DNR fishery supervisor. He says it's easier to feel sturgeon thunder than to hear it. It's been reported for a very long time, but has never really been investigated.
And the Menominees have an oral history that when they would hear that thunder in the river in the spring, that they knew that spring was there and that the sturgeon were coming back.
Brooke and colleagues from UW's Sea Grant Institute will dissect some fish caught this week and go back to the Wolf River watershed in the spring. Then they'll use special equipment to record the fish. Brooke says the theory is that male fish make the sound with their swim bladder when they found a good spawning area. He says Wisconsin has a rare opportunity to look into sturgeon thunder, since a lot of spawning areas are far away from roads and other loud distractions of modern life.
There's very few places in the world that you can go and get so close to spawning sturgeon that you can even make these observations.
Sturgeon are fish, not mammals like whales, but the fish can weigh in excess of 200 pounds. It's partly their large size that the researchers think enables them to produce sturgeon thunder. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.